is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Everyone, and welcome to Cosmos and the City, the Sex and the City podcast. My name is Megan McKeever, and I'll be your host slash gal pal for the next hour or so. So for those of you listening for the very first time, we'll be watching through the entire series of Sex and the City, and each week I'll have a guest to join me. This week we have an amazing guest for you, Bianca Malinowski. We'll be watching Season 4, Episode 2, entitled The Real Me. Now, if you like what you hear and want to show us some love, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, both at Cosmos and the City, or on Twitter at CATC Podcast. If you haven't done so already, please like, rate, and subscribe. It really allows our podcast to grow. And if you have any other thoughts, opinions, ideas, etc., you can email us at cosmosinthecity@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from all of you. This show is brought to you by Boardwalk Audio, and they've got a lot of other awesome podcasts. So head over to boardwalkaudio.com to check them out. And if you like this show and want to support it, the best way to do so is by shopping. Yep, you heard it right. Just go to boardwalkaudio.com/cosmos, click on the Amazon logo to the left, and start shopping away. We'll also put a link in the show notes. Alrighty, enjoy the episode. All right, well, welcome to another episode of Cosmos and the City, the Sex and the City podcast. Today, we are talking about Season 4, Episode 2, titled The Real Me. And today, I have Bianca Malinowski.
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. Okay, so Bianca, I don't know you.
I know, I don't know you either. I just walked into your house.
I know, this is great.
I have a headset on.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
So tell us about yourself.
So I'm originally from Texas. Nice. I moved to LA 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. I celebrated my 10-year anniversary last year. And I'm an actor. I moved out here for acting. And I also am a writer and a comedian. So I do improv, sketch, and stand-up in LA.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Now, where in Texas are you from?
I'm from outside of Dallas. So I'm from a small town, which is interesting because, I don't know, did you watch the Grammys?
No, okay. I missed it.
So the woman who won Album of the Year, Kacey Musgraves, is actually from my town in East Texas, from Mineola, Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a lot of country music stars. Miranda Lambert, actually, when I was in high school, I went to a haunted house with my boyfriend, and he invited one of his friends from a different town, from Lyndale, and he brought his girlfriend, Miranda Lambert. So we all went to a haunted house together when I was a kid.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, and they used to perform like at our Main Street, like, you know, like songs, and now they're like country music stars. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
cool. Texas,
for all you country music fans out there.
Yeah, who I guess are also Sex and the City fans.
Yeah, they might cross.
They're out there. Definitely. So how did you become a Sex and the City fan?
You know, it's interesting because when I was growing up, we didn't have like HBO or anything like that. And also, I think I was in middle school when Sex and the City came out. So I remember my one friend, Marissa Davis, had HBO, and she had moved from Dallas, like, to our small town, and she was talking about Sex and the City. And I think I watched like one episode, and I was like, I have no idea what's going on. So it wasn't until later, much, much later, years later, in my mid-20s, that I started watching Sex and the City. And I have a really interesting relationship to this show.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know how this happened, but it just started. I watch the entire show every time I go through a breakup.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's really interesting. Like, I will watch all seasons and the movies, like, all the way through.
Both movies?
Both movies. Oh, like, man. Every time I go through a breakup. And I've done it, I think, like, 3 times now. So it is my favorite show. And I do have this, like, really interesting. And I learn something new because, like, every time, because it's usually like a few years apart, and I've gotten older and I'm experiencing different things. And so different things hit me in different ways. So it's really interesting. I love the show. Yeah.
Wow, you use it as like a breakup tool.
I do. Yeah. Cause it like, it makes me feel like there's hope and like, it's like I can relate to what they're talking about mm-hmm. and I'm not alone. And like that, I don't know. It's just like, it's a journey that she goes on and that I'm going on. And so it's nice. It's like a comforting, you know, feeling. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't use it as a breakup tool per se, but I definitely have used it to kind of fill voids, you know, mm-hmm. when if I'm not dating somebody or because it's like, you know, you're just hanging out with four of your friends.
I know.
You
know? And they're so funny.
Yeah, they're great.
I know.
That's so cool. Well, let's talk about this episode. Okay. So this is like one of the classic episodes,
mm-hmm.
the fashion show. And it starts out, Stanford's in this episode.
Yes.
Which is exciting.
Yes.
Because I feel like he hasn't been on it in a while. So it's nice to see him again.
Yeah. It was, and Anthony, right?
Yes.
He comes back too. Anthony. And so it's. It is nice. And also when I was driving here, I was thinking, you know, she doesn't talk about Big, like, at all.
No.
Like, he's not mentioned at all. So it's just, like, her and her, like, her friends and that fashion world, which, you know, Stanford would be in. And, like, yeah. So it was interesting.
Yeah. Right now, her and Big are kind of, like, in this weird friend phase.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. He's not really, like, in the picture. So it's nice to see her. Just, you know, doing other stuff.
Yeah.
Not so focused on him.
Yeah.
And yeah, so they're at this, like, Carrie and Stanford at this fancy party. And then Margaret Cho shows up.
Which I think, like, if I were to be a guest star on a TV show right now, I would want to do what she did. Because I don't know, like, if her acting is bad or good, but whatever it is, it was entertaining. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, I want to do that. Like, I just want to, like, not give a fuck, you
yeah.
know, and just, like, do whatever it is that she did. Because it's sort of, like, indescribable. Like, that first scene, like, her acting is, like, is it real or is it this person? Is it so real? Like,
right.
You know?
I kind of felt like that might just be her.
Yeah. It was really interesting because I was like, what is that? Because they have a lot of, like, funny people who walk on and do these parts where it's just, like, really weird, you know? And I like that. I like sort of, like, absurd humor.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
I just didn't understand. I guess they just wanted to, in this episode, just have all the gay guys in it. Because, like, I just don't understand the whole, like, this is my boyfriend Damien.
Oh, I know. So stupid.
Yeah. And he doesn't even have any lines.
No.
He just stands there, like, with this weird
and then
look on his face.
Like, when he comes back in the end when they're, like, you know, producing, like, they're up there in the light booth and she just looks at him, like, and he's like, yeah. And I'm like, you haven't even been in this episode. Like, who are you?
No lines. Like, does that even count as, like, a character?
I get. I mean, he had a name.
Like, featured?
Yeah. If you have a name. Yeah. Maybe it's featured background. I don't know. I don't know how he got paid.
But that's, you know, clearly, I use boyfriend loosely. He's clearly gay. Like, what?
I know. There was, I don't know why they threw that in there.
But her name is Lynn Cameron. So she's, like, a show producer for this charity fashion show. And she wants Carrie to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
But Carrie's like, oh, no.
Which I don't even know why Carrie hesitates. Like, I feel like that's just, like, a plot thing. Like, I feel like Carrie would just be like, yes, like, from the beginning.
Totally.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Especially when the scene where she goes for her fitting and the photographer shows up.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I don't like my photo taken.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You had a whole photo shoot in season one.
That's true. Yeah. And she's and like in her wedding too, like in the movie, she has like the photo shoot
yeah.
for all the dresses.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird. It is kind of like a weird. I wonder who wrote this episode. Like, I wonder what other episodes they wrote to compare. Like,
yeah. I mean, and then they do the like their red carpets all the time, you know, the quote unquote
yeah.
red carpets. And
She's always, I mean, come on. She's like all about fashion. She's always like,
yeah,
at parties, like posing and doing things. And then all of a sudden she's like, nah, I don't know.
It's weird. This episode also, like, a theme is like insecurity.
Yeah.
Like, they all have these insecurities.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And so maybe they were just trying to give her one.
We're like, Carrie's perfect. Like, how do we give her an insecurity?
Make her not want to do a fashion show.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, it is, like, they have a lot of references to her being, like, short and her wanting to wear heels and be tall or be, like, Heidi Klum or whatever. So, like, maybe she just had insecurities about that, like, about wanting. Because, like, I get that. I've had that feeling, like, where I want to, you know, sort of wear fancy clothes and be model-y, but, like, I'm not tall. You right. know, so it's like you're not a model. Like, even like though, like how much you feel like cool, like if you're not tall, like you're just not. I mean, right. you can be like a print model and things like that, but like a high fashion, like supermodel.
Yeah, just, you know, not in the cards.
Yeah. So maybe like that's what she was dealing with. It's just like, because I'm sure like New York Fashion Week is like just like a whole nother ball game. Yeah. Of, like, supermodels. I mean, there was that one episode. I think it was, like, in the first season. It was, like, the first.
Yeah, it's, like, the second episode.
Yeah.
Models versus mortals.
Yeah, yeah. So it is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the four of them are at lunch. Samantha.
And nobody eats except for Miranda. She gets a salad.
Like, well, I don't even think she ordered it, though. Because I went back. Because I was, like. Okay, because Samantha comes in with her, to say that she, no, I'm sorry. That's the second time they're in the, yeah, you're right. She orders a salad. Sorry, I was talking about the second.
She orders a glass of lemon, a hot water and lemon, and they're talking about her body, right? That's the first lunch.
Yeah, you're right.
But then Carrie and Charlotte aren't eating anything.
They don't get anything.
And yeah. then Miranda gets that salad with, like, blue cheese dressing. I'm like, so nice. Or early 2000s. I'm like, what is this lunch? I'm
like. And she's just like, she's like, her mouth is like open. She's like,
I know. It's like so full of like dressing.
She doesn't even have any lines like really throughout that scene. She's like,
She's just eating. Yeah. Her salad.
But yeah, so Samantha is eating super healthy. Because she wants to get nude photos taken and, yeah. Is that when we find out? Oh, yeah. And then Carrie talks about being in the fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well,
of course. Yeah.
You live for fashion.
Yeah. Everyone's like, what's going on? Like, what is this scene? Like, of course.
Yeah. It really wasn't needed. But... I guess we had to find out about the nude photos.
Yeah, we had to find out about everything.
Yeah. So, but I think it makes sense what Samantha says. Like if I get super fit in the next couple years,
yeah.
I might do that. Just so when I'm like old and wrinkly, like, look at that.
Yeah, they were beautiful photos.
Yeah.
I was like, is that like in the end, like when it's hanging on her wall, mm-hmm. I was like, Is that really her? Like, it was just, like, such a beautiful photo.
It quite possibly could be. Or it could be your head photoshopped onto
with, like, a butt double. Because I was just like, it's a really nice photo.
But I also think it probably was her.
Yeah.
So. So then we see Miranda at the gym. So she had her blue cheese dressing salad.
Oh, God.
Now she's, like, working it out on the treadmill.
I, like, thought something else was going to happen, like, between the two of them. Like, I wasn't sure what it was going to be, but I like, had a thought that, like, he was, like, into redheads or something. Like you know, like, it was something, like, that it was, like, his problem, like, in the end, you know?
Right.
Because I was like, where is this going again? Because I was, like, trying to remember, like, what happened. And, yeah, and then I was just so surprised with the outcome. It was just that he really liked her and, you know, and then she did the classic Miranda thing where she flipped it around and went too much in the other direction.
Yeah, but it's frustrating, though, because it's like, you know, does that mean he just, like, can only, he only wants women that, you know, have
are insecure. It seems like he was looking. Like he was an odd character because I was like, what is he looking for? Like he seemed a little like he was into something like specific, you know? Because I didn't get like an honest feeling from him.
No.
Yeah. So it is interesting. Like, yeah, maybe he is just into like really like insecure people. That's terrible. They should have, I feel like they should have put that in there. Or something.
Yeah, because they made it kind of seem like her fault.
Yeah, no, it's
true.
And
I didn't like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I do feel like she didn't get, like, her moment to be like, this is who I am, you know? Yeah,
there was nothing wrong with her feeling confident about herself and saying, like, hey, I like my life and my friends. I mean, she said it very dramatically. I love my life.
And she was also wearing, like, this strapless cocktail dress with, like, diamonds on her neck. I was like, what are you doing? But, I mean, she looked great. And I was like, good for her. It kind of reminded me of that one episode where she was dating that one guy. I don't remember who it was. And, like, I feel like it was, like, a similar situation where she came across, like, one way. And then, like, she thought he wanted something else.
Is it Marathon Man?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like this is like a reoccurring thing for Miranda in a way where she's like trying to figure out like what they want, you know, in a sense and try and, you know,
she tries to like mold herself to whatever she thinks they want.
Oh, like remember that one time she pretended she was a stewardess whatever, like instead of a lawyer. Like, you know, just like she's this really strong, you know, woman. And then she does this stuff where it's just like because maybe she's overcompensating because she feels like she's so strong that she needs to come across like a certain way. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
I love she's great. One of my favorite characters.
But also, they didn't even give this guy a name, I don't think.
No, I think he was Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, yes. Because Crunch Fitness.
Because they were at Crunch Fitness, yeah. So funny.
Captain Crunch. Let's see. So Charlotte.
Oh, poor Charlotte.
Wait, hold on a second. Charlotte. Oh, I wrote down the wrong name. Well, Charlotte is talking with Carrie and wants a gynecologist referral. Because she's like, something's off with my vagina.
Which I need to Google this because I was like, is this a real thing? That like your vagina actually gets depressed and you get these symptoms that sound like an STD or something, but it's really just a depressed vagina?
Yeah, I don't know.
Vulvodynia?
Well, they said it could be vulvodynia.
Oh.
But then what was it if it wasn't vulvodynia? It's just these symptoms.
Yeah.
It's just depressed vagina.
A depressed vagina. That's so sad.
So sad. And I guess, you know, I don't know if it would ever really be called that.
I know. I want to look it up and see if it's like a real thing.
Seems too good to be true.
I mean, the name itself, vulvodynia, that sounds like a weird aunt in like the Ukraine, like vulvodynia. Like it doesn't sound like an actual like medical term.
Yeah. And then Carrie asked Charlotte, you know, if he knows anyone to set up for Stanford.
Oh,
and that's where she's like, oh yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, oh, God. But do they ever hook up in the show?
Not in the show.
Don't they, like, at a Christmas party or a New Year's party? The New Year's episode, remember? Don't they kiss?
That's in the movie.
Oh, that's in the movie. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we don't actually see them do anything until that movie.
But they don't – do they end up together?
Yeah, they get married in the second one.
Oh, my God, that's right. Yeah. That's such a good storyline then, how they – you know, weren't that first like attraction wasn't there.
It grew.
And then they had different partners throughout the show.
Yeah.
And then they end up getting married. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, because the opening scene to the movie is their wedding and like Liza Minnelli.
Oh my God. That's right. And
and Carrie is like Stanford's best woman.
Yes.
But she's wearing this weird head thing that looks like a Maleficent type of head thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this? It's crazy.
I don't know. Whoever the costume designer is, I mean, she's on another
Trisha
level.
Fields, what are you doing?
Yeah.
okay.
I mean, in fashion, I guess you have hits and you have misses.
That's
you know?
True.
So the show is full of hits and misses.
But that's what makes it so great, because you never know.
I know. I mean, like, between, I have, like, a text chain with some of my friends who all watch the show, but we text each other random photos of, like, screen grabs of like, an episode mm-hmm. when someone's wearing something, which is, like, so ridiculous. We're like, what happened that day? Like, I think there's a day, like, Miranda's wearing, like, this weird raincoat with, like, I don't know, like, an orange turtleneck or something. It's just, like,
Yes. So
weird, you know?
You need to follow every outfit on Sex and the City.
Oh my gosh, yes, I do.
Yeah. They have like a crazy amount of followers, but that's all it is. They just like post about.
Because they all wear like some weird things sometimes. Like sometimes it's like, oh, that's cute. I can get on board with that. And sometimes it's just like, no, like, no.
The outfit with the belt to nowhere, you know, it's just like around her stomach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Oh, gosh.
You're wearing a belt around your stomach. Let's see. Oh, so Samantha goes to her photo shoot, and it's so funny because the actor Tony Hale.
Oh, my God, he's so good in it. So good. What's his name in it again?
Tiger.
Tiger. It's so stupid.
So dumb.
So stupid.
That must have been, like, one of his first big things.
Yeah, he looks so young in it.
Yeah.
He did so well. So deadpan.
So funny.
So good.
But yeah, she's ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's Samantha. I wouldn't expect anything else from her, like, you know?
Yeah. So Miranda goes out with Crunch Fitness Guy, and it goes pretty well.
Yeah. What do they do on their first date again? Or where do they go?
I don't know. It's like dinner.
They go to dinner. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, it goes well. Oh, yeah. And then they like kiss and then she's like excited about it or whatever.
Yeah, because he says like, you're so sexy again, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, maybe I am.
Oh, Miranda.
Yeah. So Carrie still hasn't decided whether she's going to do this stupid fashion show or not.
I know.
Lynn calls her and she's just like coming up with excuses and she's like, in or you're out.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
She's like, fine.
Because she finds out that Dolce & Gabbana wants to dress her.
Dolce & Gabbana chose me? Yes.
That's a really good Carrie impersonation. You just did.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And then there's another good co-star in this. Alan Cummings in this episode.
Who? Oh, is he the photographer?
The Dolce & Gabbana, like, stylist
person. Yes. That's right. At first, I was like, are they supposed to be Dolce & Gabbana? And then I was like, no, because they need to be Italian, and he had a British accent.
Yeah, no, I think they're just, like, stylists.
Yeah.
Getting them ready. But that whole scene is crazy, because then, yeah, so this photographer, Paul Denai, who that same actor played another character.
Did he really? I love it when that happens.
Yes.
There's a few of those.
Yeah. I think it's the second season. Carrie and Big are dating. They're at this party. I think it's the first season. They're dating. And he's just like one of Big's friends. And he has like a couple of lines with Big.
Oh my God. You're right. And he was going through the divorce.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It's interesting because like, as an actor, I've had a few casting directors, like, that if I've worked on a certain network, just, like, that they're like, we don't know if we want, you know, Debbie from Halt and Catch Fire to be in The Walking Dead or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm just like, I'm sorry. In Sex and the City, the same actors will play different roles in the same show. You know
all
what I'm
time.
Saying? Like,
yeah.
All the time. And it's just, like, it's fine. You don't even think about it.
I even catch a few of the same, like, background extras.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Like, there's this one girl I know she's in at least 3 episodes. I've seen her. I'm like, oh, that girl.
Oh, how funny.
Because sometimes she gets, like, these featured moments.
Yeah.
So, but the scene doesn't seem like they care.
Yeah. It's not that big. I mean, especially if it's, like, main, like, guest stars. It's just like, come on.
Yeah. Who cares?
He was great, though. He was, I actually wanted them to, like, date.
Yeah, right?
I was like, I feel like they would, I mean, other than the fact that he was sort of annoying, like, with the camera.
Yeah, he was a little annoying.
But other than that, they seemed like they had sort of an interesting connection.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Yeah. And then we didn't even get to see them kiss. It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little lackluster in that department, but.
I mean, yeah. But I guess, I think the reason, okay, well, we'll get there. Mm-hmm. We'll get there. Let's see. Yeah, we talked about Charlotte's vulvodynia. but I will say, so, yeah, so the second time they're at lunch, none of them order anything.
None of them. Is that waitress just like, guys, what are you doing here? Like, if you're not going to order food, you need to get out.
But what's funny is that, so Samantha comes in. She's like, I got my new contacts. Everybody look at them. And Charlotte's Miranda's like, well, okay, we'll look at them until the food arrives.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what food? No, nobody ordered anything.
Yeah, that's right. Because then Carrie makes that comment, like, do you want a side of fries for your vagina or something like that? Mm-hmm. But, like, nobody ordered, like, nothing's happening.
Nothing orders.
That's so funny.
He's ordered, so.
But who's the woman who plays the waitress? Because isn't she like a name actress? She's like really funny. I've seen her before.
I didn't notice.
I feel like she is. Or maybe she looks like another actress that I'm thinking of. But she was great. Yeah. But I don't even remember what exactly the exchange was, but it was really funny.
Yeah. Also, I like the conversation about the vagina journal.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if that's a real thing, too, that you have to keep a vagina journal. I was, like, so interested in this. I was like, what is happening?
Itchy today, not itchy.
I know. That was so such a good line. I mean, that's such good writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so Samantha shows – oh, then we find out that Charlotte's never seen her vagina.
Oh, yeah.
So
I mean, it's just so classic.
Samantha's like, let me give you a hand mirror. Go into the bathroom right now.
Go into the bathroom right now. I feel like this is one of those diner scenes where somebody like walks out. You know, like in other diner scenes, like someone will get mad and like walk out in a huff.
Yeah.
I was like, is this one of the ones where Charlotte's gonna walk out in a huff? And I was like, no.
I don't think they did.
She didn't. Nobody walked out.
She's like, I think it's ugly.
Oh yeah.
Maybe that's why it's depressed.
Yeah. Well, because this is before Charlotte goes to that painter's farm, right? And like, and he paints.
No, that's already happened. That's why none of this makes
sense. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense then.
Yeah, it's already happened. This episode doesn't make any sense.
They're all staring at her giant vagina and she's like so proud of it.
I mean, maybe she still has never seen it in real life. I mean, because a painting's a painting.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like they all were like, it's beautiful, you know?
Yeah, her vagina issues don't make any sense because she literally had an artist stare at her vagina and paint it, and she put it up in a show.
Yeah. Like, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of the writers were like, guys, what about that one episode? And everyone was just like, no, nobody will remember.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Like, I do feel like that was probably like season one.
Was that season one?
Yeah, I think it was season one, maybe season two, but I think it was season one. I don't know. Eventually, they all just, like, blend together.
Yeah.
Just one big.
I almost was like, when Charlotte was like, this is an art, I was like, well, I mean, it could be, you know?
Yeah. Well, then Samantha was like, oh, that's just the full frontal I did to warm up.
I think it's all interesting.
Yeah. So Miranda goes on second date with Captain Crunch.
And they're just out of her apartment, right? Like, is that the date? They're just, like, having, like, really yellow-looking Chardonnay?
I don't know. I'm assuming they went out, and then they're just, like, back at her place for, like, a nightcap.
Yeah.
But
he's just, like, so repulsed by her.
Yeah, she goes in to kiss him, and he, like, I'm like, okay. I would have been like, all right, buddy, get on out.
Yeah. Or had that conversation then, the one that she has later with him, like asking him.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would have done, but.
But it's a TV show, so they.
Or maybe I'm just more confrontational, but.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to see how that ended, like how she's like, okay, well, good night, you know?
Yeah. Because, like, do they hug, shake hands? Like, you do have to kind of, like, send them off.
I don't know.
Oof. Okay, so it's the day of the show. Day of the fashion show. Stanford and Carrie, it's like everything's bustling around. And then she gets upset because she finds out that the other non-models are like...
real people.
Real people.
Which she knew.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
Exactly. But it makes me think, like, does she not think... does she think that she's not a real person?
I guess maybe she thought that it was going to be other, like, sort of... maybe people like her age or like her fashion or her like, you know, whatever it is, and not like these like much older people, you know?
Yeah. So then she got mad. But I like Stanford, and he's like, well, you're the modeliest of the models.
Of the non-models.
Yeah. He tried. Yeah. And then Margaret Cho shows up and she's like, here's a baby champagne.
Yeah.
Lighten up. Like, get over it.
No, I love it.
So good.
I also love when they're, it's like, it feels so backstage of a fashion show when Stanford's like eating a donut.
Yes.
You know, and she's drinking champagne. I was like, this just feels so, oh no, and she walks in with like a giant Starbucks.
Right.
You know?
And they have like sunglasses on or whatever.
I know.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh my God, they're having so much fun.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So Stanford, so Anthony is supposed to be meeting Stanford at the fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet.
Which I'm kind of surprised they've never met before.
Yeah, I mean, we're in
the fourth season, right?
Anthony showed up in the, I mean, they both showed up in the first season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it takes a while, I guess.
Yeah.
But Anthony was a little jerk.
I know. Oh my God. His acting was so good though.
Oh yeah.
He's so good.
So good. And then like Stanford knew. Like Stanford was like, okay, I'm over it. He's not interested. I'm gonna leave.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Stanford, they're such good actors, both of them. They really are. I mean, like everybody is, but just like I feel like to play that humor, like to play the comedy, mm-hmm. but then also to play the real emotion,
yeah,
can be really difficult for a lot of people. And they both do it like so well of like this silly comedy, but like, you know, Stanford's feelings like look actually hurt and Anthony is just sort of like disgusted or whatever. And it's just like it's so good.
Oh, right. The young Ed Harris.
Oh, I know. I was like, I could see it, like, a little
bit.
Yeah.
It's bald.
It's not like a not accurate description.
It's like, I mean, Stanford's not ugly. Like, he's cute.
Yeah. Oh, Stanny.
Yeah, Stanny. And then another big thing that happens is, so she's going to be wearing this, she was supposed to wear this, like, blue dress.
Oh, yeah.
But then it got changed to these little jeweled panties.
I know. And it's like, why give the non-model panties to wear? Like, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, what was his name? Frank Rich, the first guy who walks out,
right.
The older gentleman, he's wearing, like, this suit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a very classy guy. And then it's like, let's give a non-model a pair of jeweled underwear. You know, it, like, doesn't make any sense.
Nope. No, it doesn't.
I wonder what writer was like, jeweled underwear. We'll give her jeweled underwear.
Yeah, it'll be great.
We'll give her jeweled underwear to wear.
But I do like when she's like, no, I can't wear jeweled underwear. And they're like, look, if you look like a whale, we're not going to send you out there.
Oh, God. That's their reasoning.
Yeah. If you look like a whale, it's not going to happen. But, you know, once though... she has the whole outfit on.
Yeah, the coat is cute.
Yeah.
And it covers a lot, but she's still wearing jeweled panties.
Right.
You know? I was like, did she like, in my mind, I was like, she must like wax all the time.
She must.
Because like that must be the only way that she would have been like, I'm prepared for this. Like, you know what I'm saying? I would have been like, I am not prepared for this. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go walk out in front of all these people. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So she must come prepared.
Yeah, I'm sure she probably goes and gets it done like every 2 to 3 weeks.
Her wax.
Yep.
Remember when they go to LA and they all get Brazilians or whatever? Yeah. That's in the show, right? Or is that in the movie?
No, it's in the show.
It's in the show.
Yeah. Let's see. Everyone keeps telling her she's fabulous. She keeps drinking little bottles of champagne. Anthony left.
I know, like, where did he have to go? Like,
that was rude. I would have at least
isn't he
stayed.
Also sort of Carrie's friend? Like, he just, like, leaves.
Yeah, that was kind of lame. So Samantha goes backstage, and this is a really sweet moment between them. And she's just like, oh, you're a model.
I mean, she does. She looks like a model.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's a gorgeous actress.
I know.
So she is a model.
But just, like, the way that she carries herself. She feels like a model, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's so excited about those heels.
Oh my God, those heels.
Which were her idea.
They were her idea. And then when she actually goes on the runway and, like, she falls and she picks one up, I'm like, they're not that tall.
No.
You know, like, I thought they were going to be, like, platform, like, giant shoes. And, like, those are, like, maybe 4 inches. Like, you know, which is still tall or, like, 3.5. But I was, like, expecting them to be, like, way taller. Like, these, like, crazy platform shoes.
My issue, though, was, like, okay, if you knew you were going to be wearing, like, tall shoes, stop drinking champagne. Like,
oh, I know.
You know, I'm like, that's not going to help.
Do you think she was like a little drunk? Like,
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did feel like her makeup looked a little like, and her hair, you know, like it, like when she did fall, like when she got back up, she looked a little wasted, you know, like she was wearing like so much eye makeup and her hair was like so teased.
I didn't really like her makeup all that much. I thought her lips were too dark.
Looked terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought the outfit looked cute.
Yeah. I liked the hair and the outfit, but it was like way too much makeup.
But she just, when she fell, it was so dramatic. And she just like sprawled.
I know. And I'm like, get up. Like, you've been on the ground for like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, are you taking a nap? Like, come on, let's go. Like, get up.
Like, when I fall, I'm just like, whoop, right back up.
Yeah. But she, like, had a moment. She looked at her friends. She was like, I'm okay. She, you know, like, tried to figure out what she was going to do.
Which makes me think that maybe she was a little tipsy.
Yeah.
Because it's just her reaction time was a little slow.
Yeah.
But this is why I think her and Paul didn't work out. Because he was, like, taking pictures of her.
Yeah, he was obsessed. He was, like, a guy who I feel, like, has a thing but is, like, obsessed with it in, like, this annoying way.
Yeah.
It's, like, we get it. Like, you want to capture real moments. But it's, like, now's, like, just, like, let me fucking get up off the after I fell.
Yeah.
You know?
And she says it. Stop taking my fucking picture.
Yeah.
And that's very rare for Carrie.
Oh, really?
She only says fucking maybe, like, the word fuck a handful of times.
Oh, interesting.
In the series.
Yeah.
So for her to say that is a big deal.
Because,
yeah, she, like, never says it.
I mean, I would be so frustrated with him. He's so annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see why it didn't last. But they did have that one cute, you know, night.
Yeah. I mean, I really did like that moment when he showed her the photos. And it was just, like, such a good photo of her, like that.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
That genuine reaction of her being like, you know, and that moment they shared. I was like, oh, okay. That's when I was like, who's this guy? Like,
yeah.
maybe something could happen. But then he had to be all annoying.
Yeah.
In the end, but then I also was like, I want that photo. You know,
you probably find it on the internet somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
Sure.
It was such a good photo.
I love Sanford's line because Heidi Klum. Oh yeah, so Heidi Klum
oh my gosh,
shows
yes.
up. before they go out. And you know, she like stands behind Carrie in the mirror. And she's like, oh my God, you're Heidi Klum. And she's like,
yes.
Heidi Klum. She's so great. Yeah, and you know, they say, oh, you're fabulous, and then they go out. But then, yeah, so Heidi Klum, after she falls, goes and like literally like walks over
her. So good. She just like didn't even skip a beat. She was like, go. Done.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've never been a fashion model, but I just don't know if I could just ignore someone sprawled out on the ground.
I don't know. Does that really happen? Like if something, like you don't walk over someone like that.
I just don't. I really think I would have helped them up.
Yeah. That was good acting on Heidi's part.
Yeah, she was like,
She just was like,
do, do, do.
Yeah.
And then Sanford's like, she's fashion roadkill.
That is so, but that's like one of my favorite lines.
So good.
It's so good.
And that's it. So she does get up. She doesn't put her shoe back on. She just like carries it.
And she does a good job of like walking with one shoe.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she has fun with it though. She does like a couple extra twirls.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, haha.
She's like high-fiving the other model.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, it's like a little much.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But it's fun. Yeah. And then we would kind of wrap up everybody's story. Oh, yeah. One thing we didn't say, though. So Samantha got these nude photos for her.
Mm-hmm.
But then she went to go get, like, frames for them. And the guy just, like, wasn't impressed.
Yeah, I loved it.
And then it kind of made her realize, like, okay, well, maybe I do want people to like these.
Yeah.
So finally she orders McDonald's.
Did they have Postmates back then? Like who delivered that burger?
I think in New York they've had a version of it for a while.
Yeah.
Because she talks about it in the third season that she can have stuff ordered.
Oh,
like anything
okay.
ordered. Mm-hmm. So I think in New York they've had some version yeah. of that. It just wasn't like on an app on your phone.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But you could probably just like call a number and be like, hey, I
like
need
a courier,
this.
Like yeah. to go get it for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just felt like Postmates.
But yeah, this guy shows up and like sees her picture on the wall and he's like, nice ass. And then she tips him
yeah.
more. And I'm just like,
she got what she wanted.
Yeah, but is this a good message?
I mean, yes and no, because like Samantha's also like older than the other girls in that way. And she like the whole point was to take a photo like while she still felt like hot.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's you take those photos to almost sort of get that comment of
right.
like nice ass, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like. Yeah, if she got the photo at the time that she wanted, yeah. that she got the reaction that she wanted.
Yeah. So that's Samantha's wrap up. Miranda confronts that guy, Captain Crunch, and he says, you just seem a little full of yourself.
Yeah. I don't know, like, yeah, it that storyline, I didn't like it as much, like, because,
no.
yeah, it does feel like, who cares? But her reaction is great because she's just like, ugh, ugh, like classic, like Miranda, like backing up, like,
like runs into something.
Yeah,
like,
I've runs
around.
Into someone.
Oops, ooh. Yeah. Charlotte finally decides to look at her vagina and she's like wearing this, like, pink.
I know, which was really cute.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so cute, Charlotte.
Little pink nighty thing.
Yeah, it was like the perfect color pink.
Yeah.
I was like, where's that from?
And then she like, she stares at it and tips over.
Which was great. Like really great physical comedy, yeah. I feel like.
That's good stuff. And then Carrie tucks her jeweled underwear away.
I know. Well, I wonder if she got to keep the coat, the blue coat.
Probably not.
So all she got was a pair of panties. It was a mm-hmm. pair of jeweled panties.
I think so.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. That's like ironic because like the whole time she's like, do I get to keep
yeah,
the clothes?
Yeah, she's one of the clothes. And then she just ended up with
a pair of panties.
Jeweled panties. Hey, everyone. There's more Cosmos on the way. But first, a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. All right. Let's get into some segments.
Okay.
All right. So first segment up is Hottie of the Week.
Of the week.
Oh.
So we'll just like discuss some of the hotties in this episode and we'll pick one.
Okay.
So who do we have?
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. Paul Denai, the photographer. Who else do we want to put on the list?
It's like a hottie in this episode.
Yeah, there's not a lot because it's more like, it was more female focused and models.
Tiger.
Tiger. He's cute.
Well, the photographer was hot. The other photographer.
Yeah, the other photographer was hot. The other
photographer number two. Yeah, who else is it? I think that's...
That's really it.
That's it, yeah.
Well, I have to go with the photographer.
Yeah, the photographer or Captain Crunch. Yeah, they're both sort of like... A little icky. Like,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, like you're like, oh, yeah, definitely. I guess the photographer, I feel like if someone like that I wanted to go on a date with or something instead of Captain Crunch, I feel like I would be so bored with Captain Crunch. It's like,
yeah,
what did he really bring to the table? Like in any of their interactions or conversations?
Yeah, I mean, he just said that he talked a lot during dinner, but like, what is, like, we just didn't find out anything about him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he was a little blasé.
Yeah. So, photographer?
I would go with the photographer.
All right. Yeah. So, Paul Denai is our hottie of the week because there weren't
very many. Yeah.
Not much to choose from. So, next up is who wore what, why? What? Why? So now we'll discuss some crimes of fashion.
Ooh, okay.
And, you know, anything catch your eye fashion-wise? Crimes. Obviously, it's the fashion show.
Oh, well, in the beginning, Miranda talked about how she was wearing, like, her, old, like, grandpa, like, t-shirt or whatever. Or, like...
Oh, her Hanes.
Her Hanes. Like, which I thought was really cute. I didn't think was, like, a crime of fashion. But she thought it was.
Oh, it can just be stuff you like or noticed.
Stuff that I like.
Yeah, it can be either or.
Well, I liked that pink nightgown. Charlotte was wearing. I liked the Dolce. I mean, I guess there was a lot of fashion. I mean, I like the Dolce & Gabbana dress that Heidi Klum wore.
Yeah.
The one where Carrie wore in the fitting, but then she didn't get to wear it. I mean, the jeweled underwear were cute.
Yeah.
You know, like.
They were cute.
They were cute. If I could have kept anything, I would have wanted to keep that black dress with the flowers, the one that she, like, that was probably, like, the prettiest dress.
It's wearable.
Yeah.
She could have worn that.
Like, I could have seen
parties.
Her, yeah, wearing that. I did think Samantha was wearing kind of, like, a retirement home blouse.
Yes.
Like, in
at the fashion show?
Well, maybe in the fashion show, but in the first diner scene. She literally looked like she was going to, like, a retirement home. like it was so bad.
Yeah. I don't remember what that was. I do remember the fashion show. She's wearing this, like, red blazer type thing. But then she's got, like, this blue, like, she's wearing it like it's, like, a mink stole or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just, like, this blue fur thing just on one shoulder.
Yeah.
What? Is that
so Samantha, like, power suit,
yeah,
type thing? I liked the leather, the, like, tan leather jacket that Charlotte was wearing during the fashion show. I thought,
yes,
Charlotte looked very New York with her black turtleneck and her, like, beige,
yes,
leather jacket. I also liked her umbrella when they were walking, when she was like, what's the name of your gynecologist? She had, like, this clear umbrella with, like, these little, I don't know, like, what was on it. Like cherries or something were on it. It was,
oh,
like,
so
cute.
That's very early 2000s.
Yeah.
Cherries.
I don't know. It was like, it felt like cherries and, like, other, like, things that were on her clear umbrella.
Also, I noticed that Carrie, at least in the beginning of the episode, wore a lot of, like, pearls. Like, these, like, different strands of, like, pearls and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but.
I just, like, I don't know. Like, I can't get on board with pearls.
Yeah, Me neither.
I mean, I feel like they're always like in some sort of fashion, mm-hmm. you know, but I am just, I'm like, I don't know.
I used to wear, they used to make these like, I mean, I guess they still do these like big pearl earrings.
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Like too big.
Yeah.
But those were kind of in fashion for a little bit for like a party or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, a necklace.
All her necklaces. Yeah.
Where does she keep all of it?
I know. Her tiny studio apartment. Like, she's, nothing is going to be able to. Oh, well, of course, I like what she's wearing at the end. Remember, like the white little.
Tidy whiteys
yeah. and the thing. Yeah. I'm like, did she just get a spray tan? She looks so tan.
Oh, yeah. She looks so good in that last
little
scene.
She looks so good and tan and like just like.
Strutting.
A tiny little boy. Like,
she's in her
like
little hallway.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Looks so good. And her hair looks great.
I know. Her hair. Mm. Because, like, let's be honest. Like, there's been times where her hair did not look good. And so, like, when her hair is looking good, it like, makes the show. Yeah. It really does. Carrie's hair.
I think it probably also depends on, like, the weather in New York City. Like, what is happening? Because sometimes it's very humid.
But, like,
it's not.
I didn't like it when she cut it short. And I didn't like it when she dyed it brown. In the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the first episode, the pilot, it wasn't blonde yet.
No, it was like a very dirty blonde.
It was like, yeah. And so her hair looks so good when it's like blonde and curly and mm-hmm. just like crazy. It's like that Julia Roberts like feeling, you
yeah.
know? Like just very, I don't know.
Like free, carefree.
Yeah, like spunky and fun. Like, yeah.
All right. Well, last but not least, we have... You're Such A. You're Such A. So now you get to decide which one of the four main characters did you most identify with in this episode?
Oh, in this episode. It's so hard because I feel like I always identify with all of them. Like in different ways.
Which is why so many people just love the show.
I know. It's so true. oh God, this is so hard. I mean, I want to say like a little bit of Miranda and I mean, I definitely feel like a little bit of Charlotte like growing up just because like I grew up Catholic and like I didn't like look at my vagina, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like that sort of thing, like sort of how, because I think Charlotte's like grew up Protestant or something. Like, I don't know.
I think she said it before.
Yeah. Like, and so I kind of relate to that where all the other women are just like, yeah, like I've done it before. Like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's like no big deal. I do feel a little bit like Carrie too, in the sense that, sort of like really wanting to do something and knowing like that's what you want to do, but then sort of feeling like a fake or a fraud and then just like owning it, like no matter what. And like also the end is super relatable where she's like, you know, real people fall and they get back up, you
right.
know, like they're not, you know, not perfect like models. And so that's super relatable, I feel like. Cause I feel like Carrie in the sense that, like, I would probably fall and, like, you know, even though, like, I'm like, oh, I got this. Like, I've walked in heels, like, my whole life or whatever. But then just, like, fall and then – but then, like, get back up, you know?
So, yeah. So yeah. You decided that.
I don't know. It's so hard. It's so hard to pick one. But I mean, it's so hard to pick one. Maybe okay. I'll go with Carrie. I'll just
– Okay.
I'll go with like an easy choice.
So
like
you're
Carrie.
Such a Carrie.
Yeah, thank you.
I have to agree. I think I'm such a Carrie in this episode
yeah.
too. I identify with the whole like, oh, I don't want to do it, but I really do want to do
yeah.
it. And I'm going to do it. And then, oh, I kind of failed, but I'm going to save it.
Yeah.
And pick myself back up.
And remember it. Yeah.
Yeah. Learn from those mistakes.
Yeah. And to be like, I got to do that, you know? It's
yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I'm sure she's got all those photos of her sprawled out on the runway.
I know, so many black and white photos in this episode.
And I don't even understand how he's taking photos, because he's not looking
I know,
through.
He's like, his like wrist is broken, and he's just sort of like...
What, like, do people take photos like that?
I don't know how they would be in focus.
Is that a, yeah.
Like, yeah.
I don't understand if that's like a certain camera, a specific camera he's using that allows him to take photos like that.
I almost like the character, like he, that was his choice on like how stupidly to do it because it's like so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so great. But her reactions were also so great. Like, really good comedic timing when he was doing it. And she'd be like, you know, like, I wasn't. And then she would, like, try and pose, yeah. You know? It's, like, so perfectly timed.
Yeah, she's great. Well, I think that's it.
Yay.
I think we did it.
Yay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for having me. This is so much fun. Yay. What a fun podcast.
Thanks.
Yeah. Now when I go through breakups, I'll just listen to I'll watch all the episodes and I'll listen to all the podcast episodes like to really get me through things.
Oh, glad we could be here for you.
Yeah. Another outlet.
Yeah. All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
Well, that's the episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I also want to thank a few people that make this show possible. John Fredette for the music. You can check him out at johnfredette.com. Bianca Malinowski, our amazing guest. Terrence Deutsch, producer, and everyone over at Boardwalk Audio. Again, if you like what you hear and want to show us some love, hit us up on Instagram or Facebook, both at Cosmos and the City or on Twitter at CATC Podcast. And if you haven't done so already, please go like, rate, and subscribe. It really allows our podcast to grow. And if you have any other thoughts, opinions, ideas, etc., you can email us at cosmosandthecity@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from each and every one of you, and we'll catch you next week. Cheers!
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.